Beis Shammai is of the opinion that Siyas Sukkah requires Lashma. And the Beis Shammai learns that from Psukim, Chag HaSukkah Shivas Yomim Lashem, Sukkah Yisru Lashem Chag B'Iman. However, if he made the Sukkah within 30 days of Chag HaSukkos, so Beis Shammai says it's kosher, even though he didn't, when he made it, make it meferish for the Sukkah for the Chag. And Rashi explains that the reason is, V'ilu toch lamed l'chag hava, kevin d'shon v'hilchas achag, kodim l'chag shloshim yom, stama osa l'shem chag osa, hava kodim lamed stama lav l'chag. So Rashi says that within 30 days, it's an umdem muchach that he means to make it for the chag. Now, the Gemara says in Zvachim, beginning of Zvachim, that Zvachim shenizbuchu, with kavon l'shmo, well, not specific kavon, but it's l'shtam, we say shtama l'shmo koi. And as long as they want oikun, it says shlo l'shmo, so we say shtama l'shmo koi. So why don't we say here also by the sukkah, that why don't you say stama l'shmo? Rashi says it's only good because we know that he's been mechav l'shmo because it's within 30 days of the chag and it's done in hilchas achag. Why don't we just say the general principle of stama l'shmo koi? So the Rav explained that the loch of stama l'shmo maybe applies only by kachim, because since you have the chefcha of the korban and the korban is all made l'zvicha, so the chefcha of the korban sets it up as l'shmo. However, by sukkah, if you're making before sukkah, there's no chefcha, there's no kachin, there's no chefcha, so sukkah per se, till you make the sukkah, so therefore there's no stama l'shmo. And that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says why it's different kachim than get, because get also has to be made l'shmo. We don't say stama, but get the gershin, that stama l'shmo is good. You have to mechaven look for the ish and the isha. So the Gemara says vachem b'stama l'shmon omdim isha b'stama lav l'gershin omedes, and it could be that the pshat is because by gershin you have to create the chefza, the get. There is no chefza before, so therefore there's nothing to say stama l'shmo. And similarly by sukkah, masha ain kain by korban. And as relates to writing a sefer Torah, there's machlokes who are showing him about this. Do you say stama l'shmo for writing Sefer Torah? Toisus in Gittin and Daf Memhei so holds that by Ksiva Sefer Torah you do say Stoma Lishmo, and it's kosher. And Reb Chaim in his Sefer says that that's also the Shita Sarambam. However, there are Rishonim who disagree that by Sefer Torah you don't say Stoma Lishmo. And this, and Beis Yosef, of course, is in the name of the Mordechai, and according, and so it would seem that according to what we, you know, we've said, that by Sefer Torah also you wouldn't say Stama L'shmo, at the time of the writing of the Sefer Torah, because there's no chefza yet of Sefer Torah like a chefza of the korban to set up the l'shmo, and therefore l'chayr Ksiva Sefer Torah should be like Ksiva Saget. So and maybe the Rambam thinks that since you made the gvil and the klaf, you made it has to be made l'shmo, the ibud as well. So maybe the Rambam thinks that that also sets it up as stama l'shmo. But however, according to Toisus in the Rambam, that by Sefer Torah you say stama l'shmo, that may be because thereby Sefer Torah there's a specific action way of writing a Sefer Torah, namely it has to be written with special ways, it has to be written l'shmo, l'shem k'dusha Sefer Torah, and just like by korban that you need the Dalet Avodis have to be done in a special way and have to be done l'shmo. And so there we say, Stam Maisa, the Kavos HaKorban, is Lishma. However, by making a sukkah, by seeing a sukkah, there's no specific way to make the sukkah, and therefore there we don't say Stam Lishma. Then we have to say, and by get, the reason we don't say Stam Lishma, even though there is, get has to also be written Lishma, Lishem, Ishva, Isha, Lishem, Gerishin, special ways how to write a get, because the because an Isha is not Omelis Lagerishin Klau. We can also say, in Kultur Kula, when there's a requirement of Lishma, we don't say Stam Lishma. But by Kochim we do, it's because maybe by Kochim it's not a locha that the korban requires a positive Lishma, just because Stam Lishma koi. But all is that if you can't, that you can't shecht it, do the avodah shalol Lishma, that shalol Lishma is a mafkia. And that's what the Gemara in Zvachim says, Zvachim Stam Lishmon Omdim, because it's not the positive Lishma that's required, just Kavona Shalol Lishma is a poiso. However, by get, you need a positive Lishma, Lishem Isha Isha, and therefore there you don't say Stam Lishma. And this beer is, the second beer is what Rav Chaim says in Briskerov in a Sefer. And the Rambam talks about this. And therefore, we understand Rashi that by Sukkah, the Toch Lamed, it's Stam Lishma, because he has to learn Hilchas HaChag before the Chag. So therefore, he requires a positive Lishma, and it's not related to the Sugya and Zvachim of, by Kutch, we say Stamma Lishma. However, the Rav said, this is the way Rashi learns the sugya. He said, but there's a possible way to learn Beis Shammai a different way, and that is by Beis Shammai holds, by sukkah, you don't need Lishma for the chiyuv of the mitzvah sukkah. Just Lishma Lishem HaChag, to relate the sukkah to the Chag HaSukkos. And therefore, to make the sukkah, that it should be a sukkah sachag, you need to be, even if you're making it all, you have to mitzarif your asiyah to the chag.